Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Are we on?
We are.
Oh, hi.
I went with a lower introduction today.
Mellow. Morning.
Yeah.
I've been a bit psycho like the last few weeks.
Yeah. I feel like I should play some jazz.
Yes.
She has a jazz voice, I think. Candace. Yeah, Candace.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
That's a jazz voice.
Like that. Whatever you're doing.
My voice.
Your voice.
Yeah.
It's very jazzy.
Jazzy, like jazz hands.
Jizzy jazz. Shouldn't say
you
jizzy.
Didn't need to say that.
Jizzy jazz.
Spirit fingers.
Jazz hands. What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
That's your line.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know the answer to the question.
I was like,
well, you can leave now.
Whatever you want. What do you guys want to talk about?
Shut up.
Hey, Candace, what are we talking about today?
Everything's all right in the world again.
I was just going to say you probably wouldn't know because you were asleep probably by the time I sent this last night.
Hey, I replied this morning. I got it this morning.
Did you?
I know, but I'm making fun of how much sleep you had.
Don't make fun of you.
Just because
jealous.
I'm mad about yes. it. Okay. Okay. We are going to talk about.
So anyway, what are we talking about?
Do you want to do that again?
Hey, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about things that we don't like or stuff that we wish we could change about the fitness industry.
Mm.
Because I
what
saw
a topic. What yeah, did you see? What
I
did
saw
you see?
Something.
What did you
I
see?
Saw something. What was it? On Instagram or Facebook, one of those things. About a gym. I'm going to talk in riddles so I don't get myself into trouble here.
Like you have to be so
a
careful.
A gym running some kind of challenge. That was very fucking stupid.
Okay, wait, before we go on.
Whoa.
I just started into an 80-year-old smoker.
We have a new guest.
Before we go on, you know I won't say it on the podcast, but do I know the gym?
You know the gym.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about it later. Can't wait to find out. I have an inkling.
Yes.
They're running a challenge.
Is it a fitness or?
It's
a food?
Yes, food.
Okay.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know.
You
I
both
know
what I'm talking yeah. about. Yeah. And it made me so angry because it's very dumb.
Yeah, is this the one I sent to a dietitian?
Yeah, that's the one. And I think she said the same thing that I said
I think
lots of expletives.
Yeah, lots of mad words.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, because it's a dumb challenge.
So that's, what we're gonna, that's the first thing. That's the thing that I wish we could change about the fitness industry is six-week challenges.
It leads people into false hope that that's what they need to get better.
Yeah.
That's what everyone, not everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but that's what people think they need to do to be healthy, is they need to change everything overnight for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's why they get so tempted because of the short, fast
like
result
an end
promise.
Goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that whole like you get the happy hormones from even the thought of changing stuff. So if you're imagining changing everything, like if you're just thinking about your life for the next 6 weeks and that end result, like you're going to get a lot of happiness out of that.
Yeah. And then I think because gyms are so smart and trainers are so smart, they know that this will suck people in. Well, I think marketing wise, like they know if they post a couple of good before and after photos and they get enough people, so it becomes like a group kind of pack mentality when you're going through the challenge, that's going to push people along.
Yeah. Clever. I want to see, don't know why I'm an 80-year-old man today, smoker. I want to see the after photos. Like when you see the before and afters of the 6 weeks, show me in 12 months, show me in 2 years, because I bet you any money she probably did or he probably did another, you know, 5 to 6 challenges to try to maintain that after several yo-yoing attempts.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about them is that they do the 6 week challenge and then they go out for a night on the piss, like a massive night on the piss.
To like celebrate the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrate the end
and
of
what
their
happens
health.
On Monday. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done a 6 week challenge?
I tried.
Oh yeah, you did.
The whole 30. I tried.
Oh, that was mine too.
Yeah.
Mine was the whole 15. Because we lasted 15 days.
I didn't even last that, bro.
Oh, really?
I didn't even last a week.
Sorry, tell me what this is.
The Whole30? Oh, I guess it was probably a bit more. It was very common in CrossFit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So you know how CrossFit Zone.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask people what they thought was the diet, it was the paleo diet.
Yeah.
Which, have you not heard of the Whole30? It's in like paleo. So yeah. The creator of, I think she wrote a book.
Yeah.
And it was called the Whole30, and you cut everything for 30 days.
So you were just eating.
It was basically like, yeah, your
whole foods, just like meat, veg, fruit.
Yeah. It was like no nuts, dairy, seeds, no gluten.
No wheat,
that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of like, yeah, fruit, veg, meat, anything that's had added sugar, anything like
anything
that.
Anything in a packet, pretty much. Pretty you didn't much. Eat anything with a packet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a bit Bergeron-y. You know how Bergeron's, he's quite on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's changed much with his mentality on that side of things. But yeah, I tried that.
How long did you last?
Less than a week.
Yeah. And you did 15 days.
Yeah.
So you changed the whole 15 to suit you.
Because I remember clearly, like, we had just come back from America watching the CrossFit Games. And because Nick and I
athletes to follow it.
It's our turn.
Right. Yeah. Back in the day.
I don't know why. Maybe because it's got such like strict rules or guidelines, like it makes people go, yep, that will work.
I think that's why a lot of 6-week challenges work, because it's like, these are your parameters. Yeah. Stick within this. But like, it works mentally, but then they just can't sustain it.
Because that's the most confusing thing about health, I think, for people, is there are no rules. Like, there's no like, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Yeah. So there's challenges. So it must be like, oh, this is the answer.
Yeah.
To my problems.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we came back from America, and because Nick and I went on like a food bender, we were like feeling gross and sluggish by the time we came back. And then we had
those French fries.
All the French fries and the, what was it, Krispy Kreme.
Nice.
So good. But we wanted to just kind of, I think our mentality back then was overhaul, like what we were eating. Yeah. That's
most people's mentality now.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I've been on a bender, so I'll go do the opposite of that.
Yeah. Yeah. The total opposite. Mm. And because the thing is, what we found was, I guess if you're uneducated, like if I probably did it now, if I was to do it now, I'd be more educated on how to fuel myself with proper carbs that's come from vegetables or whatever. But because we were also CrossFit training back then, and we were like living on vegetables and a little bit of meat, it was very hard to get that proper energy or fuel for workouts.
Back in the day, Candace, sweet potato wasn't approved in the
Whole30. Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was so dumb.
So, oh, don't, sorry.
No, white potato. Sweet potato is
so
fine. Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. So you're allowed sweet potato, but you were not allowed white potato.
Yeah.
And it only became approved a part of the Whole30 within the last couple of years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's blowing. And you weren't allowed
corn, I don't think.
No, not peas, not.
There was certain things.
Because it was like counted as legumes or something. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, that was my next, that was a very good segue. That was my next point, is like, I wish that it wasn't the all or nothing mentality. Like, I wish that we do it really well here, but I wish it was more focused on like the lifestyle sustainable changes rather than the like all in change your whole life.
It's just this month. Like, it's just such a, like you saw it when you were general physio. What do you call you? When you're just training.
A musky.
When you're a musk physio, the people that they're like, all right, this is what I'm going to do now. Mm. I'm going to run 10Ks a day.
Yeah.
And then they end up at the physio in a week because I was doing no running prior. So it's the same as that, like, that people just go, oh, you know what? It's Monday. No, Sunday night. They're like, I feel like shit. I'm going to train 5 days a week, starting from this week.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Starting from Monday.
Yep.
And I'm going to make sure I don't eat any carbs starting from Monday. Mm-hmm. And like, it all starts with it's just, I don't know where we get it from. It's like built into us somehow? It
must be some kind of psychological thing. I don't know.
But I think that's a lot of challenges, is like, they focus on what you have to take away. Like, you can't eat carbs, you only must eat this, you can't have coffee, you can't have, I don't know. So I think then people get really screwed up in the heads.
Yeah, so bad.
Yeah, instead of how we did the 800 gram challenge, it was more about putting veggies stuff in, like adding stuff into your lifestyle rather than, and then, you know, a byproduct of that is you eat less sugar because you're actually having more fiber and veggies and stuff like that because you're full.
Yeah. It's interesting. Hey, I was talking to a member here yesterday about this. She's struggling to feel good throughout the day because she's so, worried about eating healthy food all the time, but I think like healthy food is amazing. But when you're trying to fuel really high intensity workouts, sometimes we need to put, you know, stuff that would be considered not particularly healthy for the general population in there to actually give you enough fuel to do those workouts. I think we get so caught up in like good food versus bad food. But everything kind of has its place. You just need to know where that place is.
And that's like, I've been saying this for longer than I've been doing CrossFit, is the sustainable stuff. Like when I was just a general, when I was a Musk PT, I wasn't a Musk, no. When I was just a PT at a normal gym, and people would be like, I'm going to stop eating chocolate now. I'm going to stop. Oh, really? Yeah, cool. So when are you going to start again? No, I'm not. Cool. So you're going to live the rest of your entire life without touching a piece of chocolate. Really? Cool. You're not. So it's like making sure whatever you're doing, you can do forever. That's like been my motto with food. Like if you choose to go on a diet, can you sustain that diet for the rest of your life? Eat out with friends, be able to do, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I think you got to look at it as like, ask yourself if this type of eating or diet or challenge, will that, apart from is it going to be sustainable, but will it create like an emotionally abusive relationship with food for you? Like, will you start looking at food differently because of that? Because I think with the, like, say, for example, the whole 30, yes, it can be restrictive. It actually did teach me a few things, like looking at nutritional labels and what's being added to food.
I didn't
and
even
stuff
do
to make
all
it,
the
you didn't
education.
Do all that. No.
Yeah. I was like, I'm tired. I need some bread.
I miss my bread. So it did teach me a few things, but then you've got to be able to, like Candace said, it's just balance it out with less nutritious, I don't know, healthy foods,
yeah,
but like, then it's still like giving you energy, you know,
yeah.
Or treating yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think everything has its place, but you just need to know where that place is and how it fits, I suppose. But just building on that question, how often do you both eat chocolate?
Every day.
Yeah.
Had some last night.
Well, it's either chocolate or ice cream every day. Chocolate or a Wheeze bar.
Wheeze bar. Mango Wheeze bar.
No.
Oh, dark chocolate one?
Dark chocolate coconut.
Delicious.
I've not tried.
Get in on it. Or so like I, yeah, it's dark chocolate, Wheeze bar or cereal.
Yeah.
Depends on how hungry I am.
Cereal for dessert?
Yeah. I have a whole meal.
I love cereal.
If we've done a fair bit of training and I feel hungry after dinner, I will eat an entire breakfast after dinner.
Mm-hmm. I eat chocolate every day.
Yeah. You were very hungry yesterday too.
Oh, yep.
Ravenous.
Ravenous. Yeah, I eat chocolate every day. How often do you eat bread?
Every day. I had it for breakfast today. Mm. Yeah.
Mandy. I don't know if you want Mandy's answer or not. We're not
on a
advocating
Saturday?
You should do this. It's a Saturday morning.
It's a Saturday morning thing.
How many pieces of bread are you going to eat today?
No. I had flatbread for breakfast. Yeah. I had a scrambled egg thing. Uh-huh. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, wow. I have 2 pieces of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I have oats for breakfast. So I don't have bread on those days unless I'm ravenous.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday morning, I have 2 pieces of bread before I start work with peanut butter in a protein bar. Because I don't want oats because I coach early.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm really hungry on Saturday, I eat more bread.
How many pieces did you have last week?
Maybe it was 6.
What? Like in one go?
Oh, there's like a bit of time in between.
6
like the time for the toast to cook.
It's white bread. It's delicious.
It's really delicious. I agree, then, yes. Yeah.
So everything has its place.
Everything. Sometimes.
The thing I like about you, though, you always have like a designated day for a particular, like you'll say Thursday's a salmon day. Or like the other day you said Fridays are your bike
long
pants
socks.
Day. Like long socks
long
and shorts.
Long socks and shorts on Fridays. Like I'm every a day. Creature of habit. I like
it's
things.
Very routine.
Yeah. That's why I like to lock appointments in. Like
I don't.
Yeah.
She's like, what time do you want to train? I don't know. See how we feel.
No.
Whereas I'm like the middle. I'm like, give me just a time frame. 11
yeah,
to
I'm
1.
Like morning or afternoon. Yeah. She's like 2. And I was like, oh, can we just wait and see? I might not be ready. I might be very ready. I don't know.
I don't like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've been a, I used to, when I had lots of PT clients and my life was on the half an hour.
More than one. Sorry, keep going.
When I did more work than I currently do.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, bread is good.
Bread is
good.
What was my last one? Probably building on all of that, PTs who give out shitty nutrition advice. And I think...
hear about it all the time. Oh,
fuck, it makes me mad. Sorry for swearing, but just stuff... I guess PTs who are giving out advice that then they're not supposed to be giving that advice in the first place, like doing things like meal plans and because they're often really restrictive diets. And I feel like that's where a lot of people's crappy relationships with food have come from, because the trainers put them on a...
But no one's regulating it.
No, look, there is no back, regulation.
I don't know if you would remember. Am I allowed a name drop? Doing it. Ashley Bynes, remember when she first started?
Yeah.
Do you remember the meal plans?
Yeah, I did it. That's how I got into the fitness industry.
Like,
I was terrified of eating tomatoes.
Why? What was her meal plans? Like, I know her name, but I don't...
It was a cookie cutter.
Like a PDF kind of document that you bought.
She was a trainer with no nutritional qualification. Like, she was a bikini model, so this is just how she ate. And then she just advertised her body and said, like, you know, you can do this too. And she made millions.
She was probably the first one in the industry that got that big hay that fast. In Australia. Yeah. That's where I first started.
There you go.
Mm. Just... people who don't know what they're talking about saying stuff they shouldn't be saying.
Yeah. And there's social media for that too as well, I think. Like things like influencers now where they get, attention, but like if they look a certain way and then they'll, like you said, try to sell that, like, this is how I look this way, but they have no qualifications or studies behind them or evidence and stuff like that. But people just, I don't know, they bank on the hope that they could get that. It's really sad. And it's easily accessible.
Yeah. People don't understand like different body types and the fact that just because that person looks that certain way, I think James Smith did a little IG video on this last night. He was like, it doesn't matter how hard you try. They could be in the, you know, 0.5% of genetically blessed people that look ridiculous and don't have to make too many changes to their, but they're, you know, they're making money off the fact that you believe that you could look like them too.
Yeah.
Which is not the case for 99% of the population.
And you also don't know that that's exactly what they eat. Like, you don't know that that's true, and you don't know how much they train. Like, it's their job to look that good. I can guarantee they're doing more than a 1 hour class every day.
What else he said is like, they train, they get to where they want to be, like peak level of what they look like. And then they just get a bunch of photos taken.
Yeah.
So then they can use those year round.
Over and over and over again.
Even when they don't look like that, but you think they do because they got that photo shoot done. Isn't that so funny?
Like, we know all of that, but when we're like vulnerable and looking through Instagram, that's not what would go through your head. You'd be like, fuck, she looks so good. Mm. Even though it was the same photo she used 3 weeks ago from that photo shoot she did. It's just crazy, hey?
Stupid.
So that's, they're the ones that I hate. All about food mostly, but.
Yeah.
Makes me
but bad. There's fitness challenges and stuff out there as well.
Yeah.
But I think goes hand in hand. If it has a label like an end goal or a time cap almost, and a challenge next to it, it's probably not the best thing for you. Yeah.
And if it's taken away, not adding in.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I wanted to go back to like you, Candace, yesterday, where you were saying like I'm ravenous, but you had that. Like you need to listen to your body. If you're hungry, you eat.
Mm.
I think people also lose that to listen to their body. Whereas like if they're hungry, but they're on certain rules, you can't eat this. And then they just have to, I don't know, stick it out or something because they think it's bad to eat a certain way. Whereas your first instinct yesterday was like, just feed me. Listen, whatever I can get my hands on.
I made
on,
an extra trip to IGA to get more food because I was so hungry. Starving. I think all that all comes down to education and like working. I only know that stuff because I've worked with someone for a really long time to learn that stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's not something that just happens, just cause you want it to, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
What about us guys?
Talk.
About what?
What are your things?
You got the notes open. What is mine?
I'm going to punch in the face. I'm not coming next week and you guys can just figure it out.
Well, you took over, so I just let it happen. I'm just laying back.
She is getting comfy. Got your pillow up there.
Literally laying back.
Both her feet are up.
No, what was my first one? It was like abs.
Mm-hmm.
Abs equal health. Yeah. Abs equal health. And this is another one that I probably stole from James Smith that he was talking about. Like for women, abs shouldn't be a goal. For like women see women have abs and then go, well, that's what healthy is.
I remember Tia, like when she first started, because she was quite lean already, but her period and her hormones were all fucked up, but she had abs, so people thought like she's so healthy.
And that's the thing, it's like women need a higher percentage of body fat to, you know, sustain life, to make a life. So yeah, like when you look at someone who has abs, especially in what you used to do in bodybuilding land, abs does not equal health.
No.
So it's not all about what you see equals health. That annoys me, that people think the epitome of health is a certain look.
Yeah.
And it does not look the same for everyone.
No, not at all. Like there's, I'm trying to think of like CrossFit athletes that cop it all the time. Like Lauren Fisher would be one. She's one of the fittest humans in the world. She's very young. She doesn't have like a chiseled six pack and she cops so much shit online for it. Camille, another one, she's not got visible abs, but is obviously very fit. Cops shit online all the time for it.
Just because they hold body fat a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't... They would destroy you.
Yeah.
I feel like it can go the other way too. Like some people who are just naturally genetically like thin and just slim, they also cop shit because people think they're under eating. And it's like every body type's so different.
Yeah.
Like again, you don't know what's going on in the background. So you maybe just don't comment on how people look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like that rule at our gym.
Yep.
Talk about what people can do, not about what they look like.
Yeah. And performance. Yes. And yeah.
The next one we had was you need to be fit to start.
Yeah, that one annoys me a lot. That's like a common... Oh, I went to the chemist yesterday to get me throat gurgle.
Is that how you gurgle?
It was you're disgusting, by the way.
I told you.
Tastes like absolute trash.
Do you feel
trash.
Really good today, though?
I do. Thank you, Mum. And the lady behind me and Kelly walked over to the counter. I was like, hello. She's like, oh, you're the Contessa chick. I was like, I am the Contessa chick. Who are you? She's like, oh, I follow you guys. I just don't come yet. I was like, you should come.
Cute.
And you know, I have a feeling that like you could just tell like she's not where she wants to be to get started.
Yeah.
And that annoys me, is that people think they walk in and then they go, oh, it's actually like, you know, people of all different levels of fitness. It frustrates me that people think you have to be fit to go to a gym, and I don't blame them because they go to a normal gym, like a normal big box gym, and there's just sexy people everywhere.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. Good on for you. Good for you, sexy people that probably don't have your period. Well done. joking.
Lizzie looked good.
Joking. But yeah, it's you know, it's not the case at all.
It's hard because when I first started CrossFit, that was my mentality as well. Like before going to a CrossFit gym, that is. It was like, I remember one of my friends inviting me to go and I said, no, I'm not fit enough yet. So I kept thinking that whilst I was at the, you know, normal gym, I had to keep getting my fitness up just so I could keep up with everyone else once I started CrossFit. But I'm trying to think now what made me think like that. And again, I think it just comes down to media and what I saw. I always just saw stuff about the games or competition, so I just assumed that's what you had to be before starting. So I guess like if someone is thinking like that, I get it's really good with our gym, I think, because social media wise, we do put out a lot of
everything.
It's everything. Yep. All sorts of people at life stages or things like beginner classes. Shameless plug. Rookies.
You're welcome.
Yep. But it's, I think you can just see what that gym is about or like get a feel for it or just start talking to the trainer. Like you don't have to start at with a class. Just ask a coach if you can sit down for 15 minutes and find out what it's about.
Do you
about.
Think that's the fitness industry's fault though, or the individual people's fault?
Not
I think
fault,
but like bit of where both. Does that issue lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switzerland. Bit of both.
I think it's the fitness fence. Industry.
Yeah.
Because most gyms are like, I reckon they're scared to put out not their best athletes on their social media because they're just swinging dicks with their other gym owners. They're like, look at my people. Like, look how fit my people are. So I reckon, and that, I don't know. I just think it's all a bit broken from the outside looking in.
I think CrossFit HQ does it really well. Like their media is not the CrossFit game stuff. The CrossFit training stuff is all really like inclusive and like lots of different body types and races and ages and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
So maybe that's like, individual gyms issue, but
I think outside of CrossFit, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think the fitness industry.
Oh yeah. That industry is broken.
Yeah. I just, it's frustrating that we're kind of lumped into the same industry, because I don't think we are.
Yeah.
I think the fitness from being in the fitness industry to this, it's a very different place. Mm. I think it's, yeah, I think CrossFit is its own cult industry.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think fitness industry, they're all about the sexy people.
Yeah.
From the outside in.
And sex sells, hey, like, mm-hmm. that's what's going to get people get in the people. Door. Yeah. Oh, I like this one. To be a great coach, you must be a great athlete.
Mm, thought you'd like that one.
Athletes are the worst coaches.
Yeah.
No, probably not the worst, but the worst. Just because you're a good athlete doesn't mean you're a good coach.
No, and I hate that. I hate that people think, or if people think that, you know, I hate that coaches who are great athletes think that they're great coaches because they're great athletes.
Yeah.
And I hate that. Did you get that?
No. So, I'm still processing. What? Say it again.
So if I was a games athlete,
yeah,
and I didn't put any work into being a better coach because I was such a great athlete, but I'm the tits because yeah. I'm a great athlete, so just listen to me because I know what I'm doing.
And see, like, how far I got.
Mm, yeah. It's so different, like totally different. Has nothing to do with either thing. Either thing is, they're very different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think this argument we always used to have is like, would you go to an overweight personal trainer?
Ooh. I don't need a personal trainer. I do what I want. I don't like being told what to do. Shut up. Fucking tell me what to do. I'm the wrong person to ask. Would I go to an overweight personal trainer? Depends what I'm going. What am I going to it for?
I don't know. You're just an average Joe that wants to start exercising.
So, okay. If I'm overweight and I want to see a trainer and that trainer was overweight but had lost some weight, then I'd probably go to him.
Yeah.
If they knew what they were talking about.
Would you?
Yeah, same answer as that.
Yeah.
I'd want some research. I want some background. Do a little bit knowledge. Of
Facebook stalking.
Yeah. And just if they're a trainer who knows what they're talking about, or like they have a really good, you know, if you vibe well with them and they can do their job and motivate you and push you, then
it's not like I'd go looking for an overweight personal trainer. Yeah. But if it was, you know, if I was looking for something and they fit that criteria of what I wanted, then I'd go to them.
Mm.
Would you?
Mm. Yeah, I think same rules apply for like coaching. Like, just maybe you can't do a muscle up yet doesn't mean you can't coach someone to do one. Or maybe you're not the fittest in the gym doesn't mean you can't coach other people to be the fittest, you know.
I think people seek out the trainers or coaches that have that experience though, if that makes sense. So they don't have to have a muscle up, but if they do, if there's like one or two, then that client knows that they know how it feels to have gotten one, if that makes sense. So I think there's that more of a trust factor there between client and trainer.
But
definitely you don't have to have these things.
But if you, but like,
I think it helps.
If you rolled into CrossFit, like my husband when he did it, rolled in, second day, did a ring muscle up. Guess what you don't know?
Yeah.
You don't know any fucking drills on how to get muscle ups.
There was also Nick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he does know drills, but but you don't know any drills. You don't know what it feels like. You don't know how fucking frustrating it is and how much work is required to get and what it feels, you know, what it really feels like. Where'd you get someone like me who's been through the ringer? I know things. I feel things.
Too much.
Feel too much. Because, you know, if you just got a clean, if you just understood what it felt like to get a snatch and you didn't have to do any extra work, it's like you with your handstand push-ups on your pillow.
Mm.
You know? You know what it's like. takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And even if you have them all now, but you had to go through a lot to get them. You got a lot to offer as a coach, I reckon.
Yeah, that experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frustration.
Yes.
Deep fears.
I don't think anyone can help you with those.
It's fine. I wasn't talking about me. What are you talking about?
Okay. That's all I've got on my list.
Did Did you have anything you wanted to?
I was talking about it as we went along.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Cool. And I organized.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was my notes.
Interesting. What were your notes on, Jan?
I'm not even going to fall for that.
Don't bite.
Don't bite, Jordan.
What's going on at the gym, friends? What's happening?
Guys, we didn't do the question.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have a question.
Jordan?
What?
Okay, I'll start with mine. I stole it off Nick this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. I know which one. I don't know why.
If you could only pick, I know that you both have answers to this already, one mobility exercise to give to somebody.
Well, no. No, this is a fucking loaded question.
Wow.
Because he asked me a couple nights ago.
I'm not Nick. It's okay.
Well, no. It annoys me. Who's the person?
No. You don't get to choose that.
Fine. I'll say what I said to him. Spider-Man with a twist.
Why?
Also, he said that to you and then you're like, that's my answer.
That is not how it went down. That is absolutely, he's a liar.
Side of the story.
He also told me that.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's lying. Straight lies. Why Spider-Man with a twist?
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, because you asked me why.
Take a breath.
Spider-Man with a twist. I'm about to tell you why. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because it hits so many things at the one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits two things, hips and thoracic, that I find are pretty tight on most people.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Nick.
Jordan.
Talk shit about me when I'm not here.
Maybe I feel like I've got to
okay?
Behind your back.
No, I'm not.
Talk about ring muscle up. She's going to cry.
It's fine. It's fine. What are you talking about? Fears. What? Go,
done?
Jay.
Are you done?
Go. Come on, Jordan. We're waiting.
I feel like I had an unfair disadvantage because, like, we were talking and I said, well, it depends who is it for. And then he told me straight away it was for him.
Okay, it's not for him.
Oh, it's not for him.
No.
Oh.
It's for general. It's for anyone.
If you could only ever give someone one mobility thing ever again, what would it be?
Spider-Man with a twist.
Cool.
Really? Just no, but riding I did, that train.
In my defense, I did say active squat. Yep. Like, as in a squat hold, but that's where they reckon this is cheating. I don't care if it is. It's like my... What's your favorite?
Yeah, actually, Nick talks shit about you to me.
He always does. He said,
he said, what did he say? He's like, Jordan, she always finds the loopholes in everything.
She does.
She finds the loopholes and she just said this and then she said this. And I was only half listening because he was talking so much shit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whether that's a goblet squat or you have a barbell on your back, I don't care. But as long as you're moving at the bottom of a squat until you can hold that for 10 minutes straight without getting up. That's my thing.
I like it.
Mm. Nice.
What about you? Musk.
Mine was a warrior squat, so like hold yourself in the bottom of the squat, but then the thoracic rotation up to the ceiling.
Squat with the thoracic rotation, yeah. Yeah.
Like, warrior squat.
Mm.
So pretty similar to mine, but different.
Yes, different.
But similar.
To Nick's?
To mine, that happens to be the same as Nick's.
Yeah.
Cool. Similar.
Are you both looking for questions? Yeah. I fucking hate you.
I was like, I hope she goes.
No, I got one.
Off the internet.
Yes. Absolutely. What motivates you to work hard?
Who's your hero?
That's funny.
Was that your actual question?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not lying.
What motivates me to work hard?
Can't even say the word. What motivates?
Motivates. You go.
You go.
I don't know.
I don't even have an answer for my dumb question. Like it's just...
I think it's the... my first thought was like the feeling that you get when you do the thing you've been working for.
Mm-hmm.
But also that's not... enough, like that feeling's not enough. I don't think it's just, for example, like with the quarterfinals, like my finishing place was like my life goal, like I achieved it, but that feeling is like half an hour of happiness and then you're like, what happens now? Like it doesn't
be better.
That's like that's not enough to keep you going. So
what like is
the
it then
satisfaction.
Well, that's why my I don't know, maybe just like the satisfaction of being able to tick it off every day.
Yeah,
tick what off every day?
Like
The hard work. To get you. What motivates you to work hard?
To tick it off.
Doing
to
the work.
To do
work.
The work.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like doing hard stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you do. I don't know. I think I'm just someone who can't fully switch off anyway.
Mm.
Like, if that makes sense. Whether it's housework or whether it's PTs or something. Like, it's just in my DNA to do some sort of work at all times. But I'll go with that, the satisfaction thing too, because that's what makes me feel good. Like, I, yeah. It's like almost like I have to earn my rest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep. That's deep in your veins, I reckon. Deep. Mine is, I just thought of this as you guys were talking. We're all going to fucking die.
Mm.
So, will you be happy? Would you be happy dying today knowing that you did everything that you wanted, or you were working towards everything you wanted to be working towards? I have so much I want to do.
That's very deep.
It's a deep question. Motivates you to work hard. So, I think because I didn't work very hard as a child. It's not a lot of hard work happening. I think because I thought I couldn't work hard. Like, it was kind of my understanding that you either had it or you didn't. And I just didn't think I had it, so I just didn't. Dumb shit instead.
Dumb shit.
And then, yeah, when I one of my proudest days in my life is when I finished my Cert 4 in fitness, and I was like, I can do stuff. And then, yeah, the more you do, the more, like, the ball gets rolling and the more you believe you can do. So I just think I have lots that I want to accomplish in my life, and we're all going to fucking die, so you may as well die knowing that you did everything you could and that you wanted to do.
And I think that's what I want people to remember about me, is that I did work, like, for whatever it was. Like, I worked really hard towards whatever my thing was at the time.
Like, leave a legacy.
Yeah.
I just want people to know me as happy.
You'll be happy to know that I will remember you as happy.
Thank you. I've done my job.
And you can go now.
You're going to die now.
Very cheerful.
Die happy, yeah. Yes.
Like a very small Asian Santa. Very jolly.
Thank you. I'm like, is that a compliment? I'll take it.
What's your question, Jordan?
Mine's less serious, so we'll end on a less serious note.
Why are mine always so deep?
I don't know. What's the strangest thing in your fridge?
Ooh. Something smells in my fridge at home right now. I can't figure out what it is. So if I find it, I'll let you
know. Oh, my God.
I've cleaned it out. I just don't know what it is.
Maybe it's not in your fridge. It's under your fridge.
I don't know.
I'm really thinking hard about this one.
Strangest thing in my fridge.
What's strange?
Apart from the funky smell.
I guess, like, I don't know, just something out of the norm, or like something that shouldn't be there, or something that should have been thrown out. Only because I've been thinking about this, I should really throw it out. It's pretty bad. I made chocolate avocado brownies. This was like a month ago, and it's still in the fridge because I just don't want to let it go. But I actually don't like the taste of
it. You don't want to let it go?
No. Like, I don't want to
waste it?
Yes.
Throw it out.
No one's eating that, Jordan. Ever.
And like, Nick doesn't like it. I don't like it. But so
why didn't you bring it for me and Candace?
Because you won't like it. I won't bring you food I don't like. I'm just giving you free stuff.
No, you know, she doesn't give us food because she's actually really sensitive about the fact that we might not like it.
So what?
It will offend me. No, as in, like, not offend me, but like, I don't think she realises
how easily pleased I am.
Yeah, she will literally eat anything.
Like, I'm like a garbage disposal.
But you're also, like, very vocal. So I think if you don't like something, you'd be like, oh, it's shit. And then I'll be like, I'll cry in the corner.
Do you think I would say that to you?
Yes.
I'd suffer in silence and bitch about it behind your back. Did you taste that thing that Jordan made? It was disgusting. Joking. I'm very easily pleased.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll start bringing in some food.
Thank God. I've been waiting years.
Has been literally years.
She always makes these nice things and never brings me a sample. Oh.
Got you two stumped.
I'm going to say Geordie drinks. It's not even weird. It's not even strange.
But I want to know.
Because I don't have it. He's always got like Coke. Coke that's sugar-free and caffeine-free.
So that's not Coke.
It doesn't make sense. What's in it?
Wait, what is it, like a not a Coke Zero?
Like cola.
So it's Coke. It's made by Coke.
Okay.
Coca-Cola. Yep. You know, Coke. Yep. And it, on the label, we both laugh about it because it says caffeine-free, sugar-free. What the fuck is in it? What is in it that makes it taste like Coke? I was like, it's full of cancer. You need to stop drinking it. That's all it's in. Yeah. So that would, I guess that's the strangest thing.
There you go. Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense.
Like, Callie doesn't even eat any weird, like, kid things that's in our fridge. The only kid thing she eats that I don't eat, only on Saturdays, is in the pantry. And they're just, like, not even strange, just little kid things.
Little kid food.
Little gummies and shit. I don't know.
But she eats your food mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really that strange in the fridge.
I'm still thinking about your 6 slices of bread, though. That's
what's in my brain. Come and visit on a Saturday afternoon.
No, there won't be any bread left.
There's really not.
Yeah, whatever my weird smell is, I guess. I'll let you know if I find it.
Does it smell meaty or?
I can't figure out what the fuck it is.
That's so frustrating.
It's very annoying.
I fucking hate a dirty fridge.
Cleaned
now.
Out the freezer. I was like, maybe there's something in here. But there was nothing in there either. So I'm going to have to do it again this weekend.
Do you think it's weird how much we have in our freezer? Josh said it's really weird how much we have in our freezer.
It's only because we, Josh, won't eat frozen food. So we can't
have. That doesn't make any sense.
Meat or like.
What do you mean he won't eat frozen food?
So he won't defrost?
If it's been frozen.
Does he taste the difference?
Yeah, he won't eat it.
It's very fussy.
Mm. We go to the butcher every day because it also can't be sitting in the fridge for too long. Even though it's sitting in the fridge at the butcher. But whatever.
That's a good point.
It's fine, Josh. It's fine. He doesn't listen to the podcast. I can talk shit about him as much as I want. Do you have a lot in your freezer?
Our
freezer's always full.
Of what? Like meat and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't keep meat in the freezer. I like it also fresh. But I don't really care if it have to. I don't mind if it's defrosted, but I try not to do it.
Taste the difference.
It's like the texture of it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a texture nice. Thing, is it? Bit of a texture thing. Textures, hey?
Mm. Keep saying it.
Texture.
But it's just frozen veg and fruit. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what's in... Did you say what's in your fridge? That's weird.
Yeah. The avocado brownies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's been there
throw
for a
the,
month.
That's your job today. You know, throw them in the bin. Send
they're
me a
not
photo.
Moldy, though, so I could probably try and eat it.
You bring don't
them.
Like them.
Bring them to me.
But if I cover it... Yeah, no.
It's been a month. Do you really want them?
I'll eat it.
You're worse
avocado
than I
avocado brownie. It's delicious.
I thought that you wouldn't like the sound of that for some reason.
Jordy used to make them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Need to get lessons of him.
They're pretty yum. Nice. Anyway, what's going on at the gymnasium? That was gross. I don't ever want to call
gymnasium.
It that.
The last lifting workshop is tonight.
Did you get your one extra person or are you still
going? I haven't checked my emails this morning, so I'm not sure. So if anyone wants to last minute jump in, there is a spot.
Hey.
Contessa Games is
21 days.
21 sleeps.
Sweet Jesus.
Do you want to talk about the after party
Sweet
a little bit?
Jesus. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. The only thing I thought of is that because we didn't hire the entire room. Mm. Will it be loud? Too loud to do what we said?
No, I don't reckon.
Okay, sweet.
We'll make it work. Make everyone shush.
Yeah. Everyone shut up! Everyone who's not a part of our party, listen!
And clap.
It'll be great. So we're making the after party where we will also do the awards from the day.
Yep.
We will also... What else do we say?
I think that was it.
Okay, cool. Should be a good time.
Just that.
That day will be fun.
So the day is going to run. We'll start a little earlier so we can finish...
bit earlier so
time
y'all
to get
can
ready.
Get ready.
What
are we going to make the dress for the awards?
I'm looking fancy as fuck.
You're in cocktail?
Ooh.
Cocktail it up?
Yeah.
Not formal. Let's not go formal dresses.
Just going out for a night of drinks, that kind
so
of dress.
So party or
party?
Party or cocktail?
Party.
Party. Cocktail?
Party.
I'm going cocktail.
Cocktail party.
I'm getting fancy. Races theme.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh.
No, too much?
No, too
no.
far.
Okay. Should we have a theme? For the day? No? You don't like
the
themes?
Day. I do, but then I have to get organized stuff.
You were going to do it anyway.
Have a theme for the day?
No, you were going to get organized and you're like, you have to organize stuff anyway.
No,
what do you
like
mean?
Extra organizing.
What do you have to do? Why are we having a fight on the podcast?
I don't know. I don't know why you're yelling at me. It's too early.
Okay, fine. Okay, no then. Theme. You win. Whatever. So the after party is going to be awards. Might have some cake.
Yep.
Some drinks.
Yep.
Some platters.
Yep.
Eat some food. Talk some shit. Take some photos. Laugh about how, you know, I don't know. laugh about the day. Laugh about how someone vomited. No jokes. Yeah, no. That's not funny.
No.
Hopefully you won't vomit. You won't vomit.
I won't vomit.
You definitely won't vomit. Anything else?
We've got a surprise for the games. I'm very excited about this one.
The surprise has arrived.
Yes.
Very quick.
Yeah. It's very surprising. How quick the surprise arrived.
Okay, we're going to go now. Let's wrap it up.
All right, nothing else going on?
No.
Just the games, the weightlifting, and nothing else? That's all?
Okay.
Have a great Friday.
Goodbye.
Bye.